You're listening to 2011 SCAC Field Hockey Media Day. Today I'm joined by senior defender Jen Bonert of Center College. And Jen, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Jen, you enter your senior season after a junior year where the Colonels posted an 11-5 record, 5-3 in SCAC play. Just talk about what your team learned over the course of last season.
I think we've learned a lot last season. We learned a lot with Tom. He taught us some great technical things, but I'm really excited for this season. A new coach brings like a new eyesight on the game, and she's bringing up things we've never thought about before. So I think we're really pushing really hard and trying to make changes where we can improve and try to do the best we can to be the best that we can.
Well, you mentioned the coaching change, and obviously there's some transition that needs to be dealt from with Coach Tom Hobbs to new first-year head coach Janelle Anthony. Talk about that transition. How has the team been adjusting and through preseason at this point?
I've been really proud with the team so far with how they've transitioned. Obviously, it's not easy to have a new coach. We learned a lot from Tom. He was a great coach. But having a new coach brings, like, another opportunity. It's nice to have a coach that can see things with a different eye. And so far, we all love Janelle. She has done a great job. And she brings out pointers. It's a new eyesight. So I think what I'm most proud about with our team is they're really listening to what she has to say, and they're very open-minded about it all. They're open to changing their way of play and to trusting her decisions. So far, I think it's been really great.
You know, as I mentioned, Jen, you enter your senior year of field hockey. Do you feel any sense of urgency knowing that it's your last go-around, and how have you taken it upon yourself to be a leader on this team?
I try not to think that it's my last season because I don't really want to think that I'm getting that old. But I'm really excited for my last season. You know, last time around, I got to just give it all that I can. And I'm trying to step up as a leader. I think that is important, especially with getting a new coach. I have three fellow seniors with me. We really tried to step up, make everyone come together as a team. We were a really close team, which makes it easy for us seniors. But just making sure everyone's on the same page, everyone's happy, and then that we're all just looking out for one another. So it should be a good year.
Jen, you were part of a defense last year that allowed just 11 goals all season, best in the SCAC. What do you need to do this year to continue that trend and continue that stout defense?
I think we just got to keep up all the hard work we've been doing. I have a great defense that works with me. All the girls are awesome. And I think what is so good is that we've all played so long together that we know what each other is going to do. We can trust one another and trust that if we make a pass that that girl's going to get it. So I think the unity in our team defense is what makes us so good, is that we trust one another and that we kind of have the sense of we know where people are going to be and we know what we're going to do. So I think this year we just got to keep up what we've been doing all along. Janelle's had some great pointers for us to improve where we can, but also just giving 110% every day of practice. So hopefully we can continue the good.
Jen, you talked a little bit about it earlier with your group of seniors, but when I was talking to Coach Anthony about it, she talked about the importance of the four seniors and the transition and how much you guys have helped really with the leadership. Talk about this group of seniors. You guys came in together, obviously, the four of you, and what the leadership that the four of you bring to this team.
Yeah, we have a great group of seniors. We've actually been together not only these four years, but we also are all from Louisville, Kentucky. So we know each other really well. We're a really close-knit group. I'm biased, but I think we have the best class. But I think we think the same. We want the same for our team. So goes back to the unity. The unity of our group helps us. As long as we're on the same line, then we can get everyone involved and try to just lead the team to the best of our ability.
Jen, you started all 15 games a season ago. We're an all-conference player playing stellar defense. What did you do individually throughout the offseason to get better as a player?
Mainly just conditioning is a huge part. You know, working out 5-6 days a week. If you can come in fit, then it makes everything else a little bit easier. But not only that, a group of our team that lives in Louisville, we got together and played some indoor hockey this summer. So it's just getting the little touches on the ball that you can, but mainly it's you just got to work out, get the lifting in, get the running in, because if you come in shape, it makes it that much easier to learn all the skills that you need to learn.
Again, you're listening to the 2011 SCAC Field Hockey Media Day. Today I'm joined by senior defender Jen Bonert of Center College. And Jen, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your team as preseason has gotten underway this year?
Biggest surprise I would be is everyone has such a positive attitude. We've always been a positive team, but I think how much people are willing to work really hard, are always up for something different, and it's always funny, you know, we'll end a drill and people will be mad that we're ending the drill because they want to keep playing. So I'm really proud of my team of how much effort they're giving. Not that I'm surprised, but it's just, it's gone above and beyond. Everyone's so willing to work hard, and they're here to play, and you know, no one's complaining. Everyone's up for the challenge, so I'm so proud of my team.
You know, one of the exciting things about preseason and camp is obviously the incoming new freshman class. Three freshmen arrive on campus there in Danville this year to be a part of your team. Talk about the freshmen, how they're adjusting to the college game, and do you feel like you have some girls that can really help the team out this year?
I definitely think we have some great freshmen. They're all great girls, and they have a lot of skill, and I definitely think they're going to contribute really well to our team. It's always, I try to put myself back in their shoes as a freshman. Always so nervous, you don't know what to expect. So I think the main thing with freshmen is you want to make them feel included and give them some encouragement, because I know they've got to be so nervous in all those practices. But they're doing a great job. They're all working so hard, and I think it's going to be a great year. They'll contribute great for our team.
Talk a little about the competition in the SCAC. Obviously, now with four teams this year in the SCAC, you get to know every team very well. It makes games a lot more, almost as if each game is a rivalry game.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no easy game in the SCAC. All the teams are awesome, and they all have their, like, only different, every team has their different skills, different abilities, and, you know, if you come to play a game, a conference game, you better be ready to play, because it'll be a battle, and that's what I love most about it, is that you have to be ready for every game. And the great thing about it is you don't know who's, you know, it's not like, all these teams are so even. You got to come up and give you 110% in every game.
As you look ahead to the 2011 season, Jen, just talk about the goals you have for this team.
I think a big goal, obviously everyone wants to succeed, but in order to succeed, you got to focus on the small things. Communication, really sticking together as a team, and just like connecting on the field. I think a big thing for us is making better passes and quick passes. Obviously, a goal for everyone is to make it into the SCAC playoffs. But first, I think that's good to have that big goal in mind, definitely what we're striving for and what everyone is striving for. But first, I think for this preseason, we're trying to focus on the smaller goals we have, the communication, the passing, and the things we control now that will help us get to that goal of making it to the SCAC playoffs.
And finally, just finish this sentence. The 2011 center field hockey team will be a success if what happens?
I think if we stick together as a team throughout the whole year, if we keep the optimism up throughout the whole year and, like, the willingness to stay on task and to really work together as a team, I think in order to be successful, you have to work as a team. You have to trust that girl you're passing the ball to, that she's going to do what she needs to do. I think trust and communication are huge.
A native of Louisville, Kentucky, senior defender Jen Bonert of Center College. Again, the Colonels open up their 2011 campaign September 3rd at home against Kenyon. Jen, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward through your senior season.